The upcoming Kina, Kina 26. Oz Bahaloch Yirmiyahu. A chance to share together maybe a strange mix of close and far. A strange mix of near and distant that I feel in this and that we feel in this. Lozar Kalir is once again the author of this Kina, and it's based on a Medrash in Eicha Rabbah, describes Yirmiyahu being sent by Rabbeinu Shalom to daven with the Avos. He's sent to Hebron, he's sent to Maros HaMachpelah to daven with the Avos. The Medrash Eicha Rabbah presents daven with the Avos and davening with Rachel. And this piyut, this kina, presents Yirmiyahu davening with the Avos and with all the Himanos. 4 or 5 days ago, I had the chance to go to Hebron, went to Swakola with several hundred boys, and most of us went inside the building that's atop the Maros Machpelah. I was outside that building together with another 20, 30, 40 Kohanim. We davened Marav alongside the building, and then we sat down on the grass that overlooks Maros Machpelah for a Kohanim's Kumzitz. We were sitting, we were singing, and we were talking and thinking together. And just considering the fact that the Avos and Imos are literally right over there, 100 feet over to our right. And we talk about, we think about the Avos as models of our tefillah. That it becomes very real when you daven within 100 feet of where the bodies of the Avos and Imaros are buried. It becomes a time to think in much more real terms about the notion that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos more than once, that when we daven every single day, Shachris and Mincha and Maariv, it's modeled after the Avos. It's modeled after the Shachris that Avram is described as davening, and the Mincha that Yitzchak is described as davening right before he meets his Kala, and the Mar that Yaakov Avinu is described as davening right before he heads into a frightening Galus. It reminds us that every single Shmon Esrei we open with words that we often take for granted, but they become more real when you're there. Every single Shmon Esrei, we mention the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has had a relationship with Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, and that he has a personal relationship with each of us, and that he's Elokei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a unique relationship with Avram Avinu, a unique relation with Yitzchak, a unique relationship with Yaakov, and we continue to be the beneficiaries of that relationship. And our audacity in davening on any day, on any random Tuesday or Thursday, is in part because we're following the model of the Avos. But then in this Kina, the question is, does it work? Because the Kina describes Yirmiyahu very dramatically. Yirmiyahu was sent by the Ribbono Shel Olam to Hebron, and he davens with the awakens the Avos, so to speak, and Avram davens, and it gets pushed back. And Yitzchak davens, and it gets pushed back. And Yaakov davens, and it gets pushed back. And Avram explains why HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the Jewish people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a response. And Yitzchak presents his logic, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a response. Yaakov presents his reasoning, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a response. And then you hear the cries of Leah and of Rachel, and Zilpa and Bilha. And to that, the Rebbeinu Shalom responds, "Shuvu tinim lumuchaschem, malaya malay kol mashalos eichem." Mission accomplished. Avos and Imos can return to their state of slumber, as it were. The tefillos have been accepted. Anyway, David Fuchs in his notes to the first edition of the Koren Kinos. 4 years ago, I heard a similar idea from Yitzhak Kamenetsky in Beit Meir. That what the Kina is capturing is that you need a combination. You need the effective tefillah, effective relationship building with HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a combination of mind and heart. And the Kalir describes in this Kina that Avraham Avinu has a svar, Yitzhak has a svar, Yaakov has a svar. That alone is not going to cut it. You need the blend of the svara and the bechi. You need the blend of the mind and the heart that are presented by the avos and the imahos respectively. And it's that blend that we seek to combine when we daven today, and that we remind ourselves today, that's the blend that we seek to combine every single day. Every single time we invoke Elkei Avraham, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, every single time we invoke the Avram Tikkun Shachar, Yitzchak Tikkun Mincha, and Yaakov Tikkun Marv. Every time we invoke the fact that Chana is the model for the way we daven silently. You don't have to be standing or sitting in Chevron to plug into what this Kina teaches us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for our tefillos. Malei Malei Kol Mishaloseichem. But we need to blend mind and heart in that tefillah. And I would close with the last line, just the line that catches us in a different way. Because part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response, he says to Avos Imos, your tefillah hit the mark. He says, Shulachti Bavel Lemanchem, I was sent to Bavel for you. And that one word, that one nakuda, not Shilachti or Shalach, not that I sent Kalal Yisrael to Bavel, but I was sent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. That one nakuda, Shulachti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu evokes the whole idea of Shchinta Begalusa. That when we're in Galus and we feel so far from the Ribbono Shlom, He is paradoxically with us there. Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, puts Himself into Galus. He diminishes Kavod Shamayim, makes that decision so that He could be with us. And some, we lack the terms to describe this, but in human, deficient human terminology, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, He misses us too when we're in Galus. And He comes with us because He doesn't want to miss us so much. And the Galus of Kali Yisrael is a Galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And that's incredibly sad and tragic, and it's incredibly, at the same time, should give us a sense of hope. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, chooses to suffer with us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us even when we're suffering, even when we deserve that galus. And that sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, wanting to be with us, that gives us the confidence and the courage to know that even when we feel so remote from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel so remote as a people, sometimes one feels so remote as a family, sometimes one feels so remote as a kehila, sometimes one feels so remote as an individual. I feel at this point so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet I can have the courage to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in hearing from me. With my mind and my heart together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in authentic tefillah every single day.